All right. So, have you ever seen those mortgage rate headlines and just been like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, one day they're up, the next day they're down.
Yeah.
It's enough to make anyone's head spin.
Right.
So, as
Absolutely.
today, we're going to like totally break this down
Yeah.
and give you all the knowledge you need
Yeah.
to like confidently navigate mortgage rates.
That's right. Yeah.
We're not trying to make you financial experts overnight.
Right.
But we do want to equip you with the tools
Yeah.
to make like really good decisions about
Probably
this stuff.
informed decisions, yeah.
So we're going to deep dive into how mortgage rates actually work,
Yeah.
what makes them go up and down,
Yep.
and why like trying to tongue the market is like a
Yeah.
risky gamble.
Big time.
Plus, we've got like a crazy story about a guy named Kevin who basically ignored all the hype.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And made kind of a surprising decision when he bought his house.
Okay.
With like unexpected results.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
So you won't want to miss that.
Okay, so first things first, right?
Yeah.
Mortgage rates aren't just like some random number that a lender just like comes up with.
Well, for sure.
There's a whole system behind it.
Right.
And it all starts with something called mortgage-backed securities.
MBS.
Yeah, MBS.
That sounds a little intimidating.
I know, right? But it's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
Think of it like a giant pizza.
Okay, I like pizza.
And each slice is a mortgage. So
Yeah.
instead of buying the whole pizza,
Yeah.
investors can buy individual slices.
Oh, so they're like,
Those are your mortgage-backed securities.
okay, so they're buying like a little tiny piece
They
of
did?
a lot of different mortgages.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
Yeah, and the price of those slices, those mortgage-backed securities, is
Yeah.
directly influenced by bond yields.
Bond yields.
Yeah, so when bond yields go up,
Hmm?
it means investors want a higher return on their investment.
Okay.
So the price of those MBS slices goes down.
Okay, so to make up for that lower price, lenders have to like raise mortgage rates. It's like a
Exactly.
big financial balancing
It
act.
is a giant balancing act.
Wow.
And it's not just bond yields either. Like
Oh.
there's all these other things
Okay.
that affect mortgage rates.
Like height.
Inflation,
Economic growth.
economic growth, and even what the Federal Reserve does.
So it
Yeah.
really is like
It
a whole
is
web of things.
interconnected, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And speaking of like historical context,
Yeah.
remember all those crazy headlines about mortgage rates hitting 7%?
Oh yeah.
I was reading this article from Rocket Mortgage, and it was saying that rates were actually over 7% back in 1971.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's wild.
It's crazy. Like today's rates might feel high,
Yeah.
but they're not totally out of line with like
Not historically, no.
history, you know?
Right, it gives you some perspective and
Yeah.
helps you not freak out
Right.
just because of like recent trends.
Totally. And that brings us to Kevin.
Oh yeah, tell me about Kevin.
So Kevin's like a regular guy,
Okay.
just trying to figure out this crazy housing market.
Yeah.
He needed a bigger house because his family was growing
Of course.
and he was like ready to buy.
Okay.
But everyone was telling him to wait
Oh no.
because rates were so high.
Oh, I see.
They're all like, oh, they're going to drop soon. Just wait.
So much advice.
Right. Everyone had an opinion.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Kevin decided to ignore everyone.
Really?
Yeah. He found a house that he liked. He did his research
Good.
and he felt good about his finances. So he just went for it.
Wow, even with the high rates,
Yeah.
that's bold.
I know, right? So fast forward a couple of years.
Huh.
Guess what? Those rates never really dropped.
Oh
But in
no.
the meantime, his house is now worth way more
Oh
than
wow.
when he bought it.
So he's got all this equity.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And now he can actually tap into that equity with something called a HEFO key.
A he AC.
Yeah.
What's that?
It stands for Home Equity Line of Credit.
Okay.
It's basically like a giant credit card,
Okay.
but with way lower interest rates.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So Kevin can use that to like renovate his kitchen,
Yeah.
maybe build a deck,
Nice.
all sorts of stuff.
That's smart.
And the best part is when rates do finally drop,
Yeah.
hopefully at some point,
Fingers crossed.
he
Yeah.
can refinance his mortgage and maybe lower his monthly payments even more.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, right? Kevin's story is like a perfect example of why like
Yeah.
focusing on your own finances
Right.
and like being ready is way better than trying to like,
Time the market?
yes,
Yeah.
time the
It's
market.
impossible.
It's like impossible.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of like stressing about getting the absolute lowest rate,
Right.
it's smarter to just like,
Be prepared.
yeah, be prepared.
Yeah.
And you know when the time is right for you.
Just go for it.
Well,
That's the best advice.
I think so too.
Awesome.
But we're just getting started.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go even deeper into this whole mortgage rate world.
Can't wait.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, it's like, you know when people talk about trying to time the market?
Yeah.
It's like trying to catch a falling knife.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You might get lucky,
Yeah.
but chances are you're going to get hurt.
Right. And it's like you said, like, even if you don't get hurt,
Yeah.
you can just be sitting there frozen,
Totally.
like overthinking everything.
Analysis paralysis.
Yeah, exactly.
That can cost you too.
It really can because, like, while you're waiting, home prices could be going up and you're
Exactly.
missing out on all that potential equity.
You're missing the whole ride.
Right. It's like a moving train. You got to just
Hop on board.
hop on.
Yeah.
And Kevin's story is like the perfect example of that.
Yeah, he didn't let fear stop him.
Exactly. He just like assessed everything,
Yeah.
made a decision, and it worked out for him.
And that's what we want people to learn.
Yeah.
Like, understanding this stuff gives you the power to make good choices
To make your own
for
choices.
you.
Yes. Not based on what everyone else is saying.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's recap what we've talked about so far.
Okay.
Mortgage rates are like this big, complicated puzzle
Yeah.
influenced by bond, inflation, the economy.
Oh, Republic and the Fed.
Oh, yeah. The Federal Reserve.
What they do matters too.
Big time. So it's not just like supply and demand.
It's way more than
It's
that.
like this whole intricate
Yeah,
dance.
it's a
And
dash.
historically speaking, rates have gone up and down like crazy.
Well, yeah.
What seems high now
Right.
could be totally normal later
Or even low.
or even low. It's mind-blowing.
It is.
And trying to predict it is like,
Impossible.
yeah,
Yeah.
impossible.
Yeah.
So we're back to that whole timing the market thing,
Yep.
which is basically a recipe for disaster.
Pretty much.
It's so much smarter to just focus on your own situation.
Your finances, your goals.
Be prepared.
That's it.
And then when you're ready,
You're ready.
just go for it.
Yeah, just like Kevin.
Like Kevin. He's living the dream.
He's got a house that works for his family.
Yeah.
His equity is growing.
And he's got options.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about those options.
Okay.
That Ekilo C thing is pretty cool,
It's
man,
thing. It's
Mark.
like a secret weapon for homeowners.
It is. It lets you use the equity you've built for like anything. It's so flexible.
So Kevin could finally redo that kitchen
Yeah.
that he's been talking about forever. Maybe build a deck.
Ooh, a deck for summer
All
barbecues.
right. And he could get a way better interest rate
Probably, yeah.
than with like a regular loan.
Most likely.
And then when rates eventually drop,
If and when they drop,
he can refinance.
boom, lower monthly payments.
It's all about having options.
And being smart.
This is why I love these deep dives.
I
We
too.
uncover all this like hidden knowledge that
Yeah.
people can actually use.
It's empowering.
It really is. Like, it's not just about knowing the facts. It's about knowing what those facts mean for you.
How they affect your choices.
Yes.
That's what
It's like
matters.
taking control of your own financial destiny.
I like that.
So we've broken down mortgage rates,
Busted some myths.
and we've got Kevin's inspiring story.
Yeah, Kevin's killing it.
But before we wrap things up,
Okay.
I want to leave everyone with something to think about.
Okay, I'm listening.
Interest rates are important,
Yeah.
what else matters to you when you're thinking about buying a house?
Like, what are your priorities?
Yeah. Is it the
The
location? The
size.
schools?
Maybe you really want a walk-in closet.
That's a good one.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just about the numbers.
Right, it's about your life.
Exactly. Like, what
Yeah.
kind of home do you want to live in?
What kind of life do you want to live?
Yeah. And don't let like a slightly lower interest rate
Yeah.
make you miss out on like the perfect house for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes a slightly higher rate is worth it.
Yeah, if it means getting the house of your dreams.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up,
Okay.
we've learned a lot about mortgage rates,
Yeah, a lot.
how they work, what affects them,
The whole shebang.
and why trying to time the market is like,
A fool's errand.
yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
But the big takeaway here
Yeah.
is that knowledge is power.
Totally.
Do your research
Ask
and
questions.
make the best decision for you.
For you and your family.
And if you ever start to stress about rates,
Yeah.
just think of Kevin
Kevin's got it figured out.
living his best life in his awesome house.
Exactly. He's an inspiration.
So until next time,
Yeah.
happy house hunting, everyone.